Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
You guys know people's phone number by heart? No, right? Like, I know nobody, my mom, my husband, nobody's phone number. If I'm in an emergency situation and people are like, hurry, give us your mother's phone number so we can call her. We're like, okay, it's mom. Right. What's her phone number? M-O-M. Let's just hope they don't ask me for my husband's phone number. Hurry, give us your husband's phone number. Okay, it's Pookie Boo Lover Buns.
It is Friday, October 3rd. Yeah, Friday. Halfway to payday for some people. Fingers crossed on that one. And we're well into spooky season now. You can see it on all the streaming services. You open almost any streaming service now and they've got their Halloween section. I love it. Weather was pitch perfect yesterday. Little rain, breezy, cool.
I loved that.
Made myself a little whiskey and sat outside while I grilled some burgers till I realized As soon as I started grilling, I'm out of wood chips. So I rode it out as long as I could, and then I had to finish everything off on a frying pan. I was so mad. Everything that could have gone wrong making dinner last night went wrong. Like, I had a plan to make some, I call them sloppy burgers, because it's just a burger with a fried egg on top, okay? And instead of a burger, I was using salmon, salmon burgers.
Okay. And you put an egg on that?
Yeah. Delicious. The yolk makes it nice and like gooey. It's delicious. Kids love them too. So I'm like, okay, I know exactly how long this thing makes. I'm going to make it with a side of green beans that I got at Costco and all that stuff. Okay. Everything went wrong. I started to make dinner, ran out of wood chips in the Traeger grill,
yeah.
Which means now everything's going to take a lot longer. Had the grill up to 400 degrees. By the time it was all done, it was down to like 100. And I'm like, okay, I should probably just pull these. Nothing's happening. So did that, then found out that the green beans went bad, couldn't use them, had to improvise, found a bag of salad. Okay, all right, we'll make it with a side salad. That's fine. I'm also going to throw in some sweet potato fries, reached into the freezer to grab what was left of the sweet potato fries.
Not enough.
Basically empty. Who did that? Gavin. That was Gavin.
Okay.
Why I do that. So, then I realized that, like, for some reason, putting an egg on top of a salmon burger is different than a ground beef burger. And the egg just slid right off. So it just took 10 times longer than it needed to. It was very frustrating.
Yeah, that would be extremely frustrating.
But besides that, though, that weather. Perfect.
Do you cook the meat and then when it's done, put the egg on it?
Yes.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then do you cook the egg first and then put the egg on it? Or do you put it on?
Well, I had to yesterday. But yeah, sometimes you can finish it off. If you're going to do it at home, just fry an egg. And then once it's done, little salt and pepper. Yeah, very carefully take it off and then just place it right on the burger. It's delicious. It's really good. Doesn't need any condiments at all.
Wow.
I know. And my kids like it. Last night, and I even posted something about this too. The balls on my six-year-old daughter. She took like two bites of it. Plate still full of food. Looks me dead in the eye and then asks for something sweet for dessert. It's like, oh my God. That's bold.
Yeah. The four-year-old likes to do the old, I'm done. I'm not hungry. And then like, as soon as everything's put away, I'm hungry. It's like, sorry.
That's what I say. Yeah. I'm like, nope, we're all done eating. Done eating for the night. And then everybody goes to their little spaces and maybe I'll have a bowl of cereal.
Oh, wow. That's okay. You finished your dinner.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So Gen Z is doing it again. They are canceling something that not only did we think we loved, but also we thought it was necessary. And this time, I mean, because last time we were talking about this, it was Top Sheets.
Oh, yeah.
They just have made a decision. We don't want them. We don't need them.
So weird.
Super weird, we think, but okay. Seems a little unhygienic. The latest, coffee tables.
Huh.
They're coming for our coffee tables now. Now, let me ask you. Do you think a coffee table is necessary in a house? And you can text in 916-909-1065. 909-1065 with your opinion as well.
Do I think they're necessary? Oh, wow. Okay, so we are a coffee table-less home.
You are?
Yes.
You are.
But a big part of that is because we have a couch that has two chaise parts. So it's like a chaise on one side where you can like lay down. Then in the middle is normal couch. And then on the other side is another chaise.
Okay.
So it's like like one of the Tetris shapes. You
right,
know?
Right. What does it have to do with the coffee table?
The coffee table, to put it in there, would have to be teeny tiny.
Oh, I see. I see. It sandwiches in. It limits the space.
Yeah, you'd have to like scooch around it to even get in. But I will say, without it, It is a hard life.
Without a coffee table. Right. I went through all the comments and I broke it down into some talking points that are pro and talking points that are con.
Okay.
This is what people are saying, okay? 916-909-1065, by the way. Text us with your thoughts. Should we cancel coffee tables? What do you want to hear first? Do you want to hear the pro coffee table or the against coffee table?
Pro.
Pro. Okay. Coffee tables are vital for holding drinks.
I mean, we do struggle in the where are we going to put our drinks department.
Of course. Where would you? Between your thighs?
Only one person, unless we sit on opposite sides of the couch, one person can't put their drink down. Because if I'm on one side, I have the end table next to me.
Yeah.
Like to my left. I can put my drink there. If D'Lo wants to have a place to put his drink, he has to sit on the other chaise. And then he could have an end table. But then we're like on opposite sides of the planet.
Right. You're Belle and Beast.
Right. Yes.
Trying to have dinner. And here's another one. Coffee tables hold remotes and books and decorative candles. Oh, okay. We don't need the decorative candles.
I mean, if you have end tables, that accomplishes the same thing.
Coffee tables can be helpful when guests are over.
No, that's true.
Coffee tables can serve as a dining table. All right, for better or worse, you want to eat in front of the TV, that's fine.
This is where I think a coffee table is really clutch, because when we eat in front of the TV, there's no place to put your plate. Mm-hmm. There's no place to put your drink. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm going through this like hunting phase where I'm trying to find little tables that like slip next to your into your sectional. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like a TV tray.
No, but they make it so that the top of it is going over part of your couch.
It's like a TV tray. That's what like a TV tray is. It's on a stand, and the stand, and it's like shaped kind of like your couch, where like
it's like an L.
It's got
an upside down L.
And it's got the tray on top, but there's also something underneath, and you can just slide it right on. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got a couple of those. They don't fit. They can't go on the. There's the part that goes under the couch. It's too big. So now we're on to actual lap TV trays.
Man.
Like.
That's what you're living like cavemen. And the last one, these are pro coffee table points because we're talking about how Gen Z's trying to cancel them. Coffee tables are not an ongoing expense. That's true. You buy one and you're good for about 10 years.
That's true.
Now, this is what people and more people who are on the canceled coffee table train are texting into 909-1065. Like this one. I retired my coffee table 10 years ago. I love the open space. Now, here's what they say.
More open space.
Coffee tables just collect more dust. That's true. Can't argue that. Coffee tables can be inefficient in a small room.
Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Coffee tables make it awkward to move around. Definitely true. You got to do that sidestep dance sometimes to get to the middle of the...
too big. I don't think I've ever had a coffee table that was so big that I had to like...
Well, it's just a matter of how close it is to the couch. Because if you want to sit where that is, you got to shimmy. And nobody looks good. I don't care how sexy you are. You don't look good doing that sidestep.
You look like you're trying to get to your seat at a movie theater.
Right, right. Coffee tables are a place to put your feet. They have that as a negative.
Why?
They said it's disgusting. Don't put your feet up on your coffee table.
That's my house. I'm going to put my feet where I want.
And coffee tables can stub your toes. No argument there.
I will say coffee tables are also a place for your kids to leave their crap.
Yeah. Or to throw the mail.
It's also a place for your kids to knock over your drinks.
Right. Right.
Like... You know
so
what I mean?
Should we get rid of our because we need a new coffee table. Our kids have
Your house needs a coffee table.
Because it's so that living room is so big.
Or you need to get one of those like ottomans. That's why the coffee table went out. Because people started putting big ottomans in their living room.
And what's an ottoman again?
Where you put your feet.
Okay. And why isn't it a coffee table? Keep your thoughts coming in to 909-1065. Coming up next, we got War of the Roses. She found something on his iPad, not pictures, and it is making her pretty sure he's cheating. Why? We're going to find out next.
All the times that you ain't on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name.
You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't wanna write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, 'cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't wanna write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, 'cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call. We are talking to Emma this morning. Good morning, Emma.
Morning.
So you have a boyfriend. His name is Jackson. How long have you and Jackson been together?
Almost 2 years.
Okay. And do you guys live together?
Yeah.
Okay, you do. Okay. And you obviously think that something's going on. You think Jackson's cheating on you. That's why you're on War of the Roses. Why do you think that?
I pretty much know he's cheating on me. I got on the iPad the other night and I saw that he's texting somebody named Parker. It's like flirty texts and, you know. So basically, I know he's cheating on me.
So you've seen text messages and it is confirmation. Are the text messages dirty?
They were pretty explicit.
Okay.
So then, if you know he's cheating and you have proof, then...
I just want to catch him out. I want to make sure he knows that I know. And, I want that assured confirmation. Okay. And I want him embarrassed.
Ooh, okay. All right. Well, this is how War of the Roses works. Katie's going to pretend to be a telemarketer. We're going to call him up, offer him some free roses, see who he sends them to, and also what he writes on the card. And then we'll conference everybody together for what is an awkward conversation, no matter what way this shakes out. Okay?
Okay.
All righty.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Jackson, please?
Yeah, this is Jackson.
Hi, this is Monica with, and I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long-stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Okay,
great. It's really easy to get started. All I need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Okay, yeah, it's Emma.
Okay. And before I get Emma's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Hey, babe, hope this brightens up your day, and I'll see you soon.
Hi, Jackson. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call. That's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and you're on something called War of the Roses. And listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Emma, who you sent the roses to, which is fantastic. You're on a relationship test to see if somebody's cheating, and you passed. Emma, are you there?
Hi, yeah.
So, Emma, does this change anything for you? I mean, that's good. He sent the roses to you.
No, it doesn't really change anything for me because I already know he's cheating on me. Basically, you know, it doesn't matter that you sent me the roses because I already know, and I just wanted to embarrass you. Obviously, you're trying to cover your tracks or suck up to me, but I know you're cheating on me with someone named Parker.
What the hell are you talking about?
I saw your iPad, I saw all the text messages, and they were very explicit. I just want you to know that I know, and that you should be embarrassed, and your family shouldn't be embarrassed.
I'm still not following. Embarrassed about what?
You're cheating on me.
Cheating on you? Okay.
Why are you laughing?
Because that's ridiculous. What are you talking about?
I mean, you are caught out. Like, I have the receipts.
Okay, Jackson, if she can prove that you're cheating, if she has text messages, you continuing to do this charade of, oh my God, this is so funny, I don't know what you're talking about, is going to make this so much worse. I can only assume, Emma, that you screen captured them or something.
Oh, yeah, I have them all.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're laughing in my face?
I'm not. If you want to have a private conversation about this off whatever the hell you're doing now, we can talk about it, but I don't have to say anything right now.
I don't understand, Jackson. Like, are you saying that these text messages don't exist, or are you saying that, like, you don't know who Parker is? Are you saying that it's being taken out of context? Like, what are you saying?
I mean, I'm not cheating on my girlfriend. I think I can leave it at that. And if she wants to talk about it away from the public, we can do that. You guys have a great day, okay? Bye.
Okay, well, that was weird. Emma, does he, like, normally act like that?
Yeah, he can be really flippant like that, and he acts like nothing's his fault, so.
And, I mean, obviously, this didn't make you feel better. So, all right, well, are you going to break up with him?
Absolutely. It's been over, yeah.
Okay. Oh. All right, well.
Yeah, that feels like the right move. That was weird.
All right. It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, Diddy. It all comes down to this. It's been a 2-year slog with this guy.
Been 2 years?
Yeah.
I thought he went in December.
Well, according to his letter that he wrote to the judge, he says 2 years.
Okay.
And he gets sentenced today. Now, just to recap, he was acquitted of all the charges except for two. And those two charges are prostitution based. So a lot of people are like, well, he kind of already won. Hold on. Because prosecutors are still asking for 7 years.
Oh, I thought it was 11.
Is it 11?
I thought it was
11. Can you double check that for
me?
Okay. But my prediction is that he's going to get sentenced to 2 years and he's going to get time served. So basically nothing. That's just what my gut is telling me. But he's facing significant time in prison. And...
seeking 11 years.
11 years in prison. Wow. Okay. So as a last-ditch effort, Diddy, last night, wrote the judge this letter.
Okay.
Now, the letter, it's about 7 pages long.
Oh, my God. Okay? Well, he's got the time.
I read the whole thing, but I'm only going to share with you the highlights. And you tell me if this would be effective, if you think this is effective, okay? He starts off, first of all, I thought it was funny that he started his letter to the judge off with, "I hope this letter finds you well and in good health and spirits." Like it's an email that you're sending to your boss.
Okay.
Anyway, some of the highlights. "I take full responsibility and accountability for my past wrongs. I am so sorry for the hurt that I caused, but I understand that the mere words, 'I'm sorry,' will never be good enough, as these words alone cannot erase the pain from the past. I have had to look in the mirror like never before. My pain became my teacher. My sadness was my motivator. The scene and images of me assaulting Cassie play over and over in my head daily. I was dead wrong for putting my hands on the woman I love. My domestic violence will always be a heavy burden that I will have to carry forever. This is why it is so hard for me to forgive myself."
Okay.
All right, there's one section. Another section. "I got lost in my journey, lost in the drugs and excess. I have been humbled and broken to my core. The old me died in jail, and the new version of me was reborn. Prison will change you or kill you, and I have chosen to live. Although this situation has been the hardest and darkest time in my life, good things have come out of my incarceration. I am now sober for the first time in 25 years. Inmates, I teach and mentor them about how to become successful businessmen. God has blessed," and then he starts getting into leaning on the "take mercy on me for the sake of my kids."
Okay.
"God blessed me with 7 beautiful children. 4 of my children lost their mother, Kim Porter, as she tragically passed away in 2018. I am their only parent. My father was murdered when I was 3. Between all of my losses and lessons, I can state for a fact that I will never be in another criminal courtroom again, and I do not believe in any other person would want anything similar for fear or of similar punishment." And it goes on and on from there. Is this effective? What do you think?
I would love to believe, A, that he wrote that himself. B, that he is sincere in what he's saying. He really lost me with the Cassie stuff.
Why is that?
Because that happened quite a while ago. And he continued to be, a blight on this world. And harmful to people in many, many ways.
According to testimony, seems like he got worse after that.
Right. So the idea that he is now haunted by what he did to this woman, well, it doesn't seem like you took it all that hard until you had to go to jail for it.
Were one of the charges domestic violence?
I can't remember.
I can't either. Okay. Because if it was, if he really believed that, he could put that back on the menu and say, find me guilty of domestic violence. But I don't think it was. I think that's a pretty open and shut case. So I want to believe that people can be truly sorry for stuff that they do.
Right.
And I really want to believe in forgiveness. That doesn't mean that it's always easy. And do I think that you're right that Diddy's lawyers wrote this? Probably.
Or a PR person.
Yeah, I do. I think that's probably right. I do think that he had a lot of input into it, but I
do agree. Jail probably changes people. And if you were a...
He writes a lot in the letter about how much jail is inhumane, and he's not saying that to bitch about jail. He's saying it as, I will never be back here. Like, I am a changed person.
Well, especially if you've been living the lavish lifestyle that he has for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet jail is pretty tough.
Yeah.
Man, that Cassie stuff really rubbed me the wrong way.
That you think that's somebody that no matter how he feels now does not deserve mercy?
He deserves whatever the standard punishment anybody else would receive. I don't think that he should be punished more or receive an unreasonable punishment that isn't, that doesn't go with kind of just the standards. But that makes me think like, oh, you're only sad about it because you got caught.
Right. Yeah.
And didn't he pay off a security person at that hotel?
He did.
So he had probably seen that footage.
Yeah.
So he wasn't, he was fine. And I mean, you know what? Addiction is a terrible thing. And if he had drug and alcohol addiction, I can see why that would, like, why he is thinking a lot more clearly now than he was then. The problem is you ruined people's lives with your actions.
Right.
There are people that, I mean, he's broken. Okay, well, he has left a string of broken people in his wake. Mm-hmm. So.
And not just the famous ones like Cassie, all the prostitutes that were basically sexually assaulted.
But some people like didn't even start as prostitutes.
Well, that's true too.
You know?
So people are texting him. You know, did that letter come from a valid source? It did. It came from the news. That's the actual letter. And somebody said that they're not buying this letter. They don't think that he should receive any mercy for it. And I don't know. I go back and forth on it, but we'll find out in a couple hours.
I think you're right, though. I think he's going to get a couple years. They will give him some time served.
Yeah.
And then probably like a lengthy, maybe he'll have to do some sort of like home confinement and then like a lengthy, what's it called? Probationary period.
Oh yeah. Definitely a long probationary period.
And like, does he have to register as a sex offender?
I don't think so.
Huh.
I don't think you have to do that if you...
Honestly, the world already registered him. So yeah, stay away from the schools and the parks, Diddy, because we're watching.
It's not like if he moved into my neighborhood and he rang my doorbell to tell me that, I wouldn't go, I know.
Right. Yeah.
I know all about you. Anyway, keep your thoughts coming in, though. 909-1065.
1065, The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We don't talk a lot of sports here on the Wake Up Call, mostly because we don't really know what we're talking about. You want sports? Go listen to Katie's boyfriend on ESPN.
12 to 4, 13-20.
But there's one thing that happened that pissed me off, and it's not so much because I care deeply about baseball. Full transparency, I don't. It's because I care about Sacramento. And the A's, which, if you didn't know, have been here all season long, and I think they're going to be here for two more seasons at least until Las Vegas builds them a new home. And they finally, at the end of this season, so now, put out a jersey for the A's that finally recognizes Sacramento, and real big across the front, it says Sacramento. And I think they thought people of Sacramento were going to be like, yes, this is great. I love this. And instead, the comment section of almost every post I saw was riddled with people telling the A's to go suck an egg.
Wow.
Go kick rocks. And I think it's because, and this is just speaking for me as of right now, but you can text in right now to 916-909-1065. The A's have been a very ungracious guest.
And what have they done? Because I have been a little out of the loop.
It seems like all they did is just bitch the whole time they're here. Talk about how much they hate Sacramento. Talk about how hot it is. How small the stadium is.
Right.
The owner was doing it, and then the players started doing it.
Wouldn't this have been his call?
They priced out the Sacramento fan base by trying to price gouge tickets. So we want to know what your thoughts are on this. Am I alone? Am I alone on this?
Like, are you? So your stance is like too little, too late, buddy.
Way too late. Alvin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, what? Diddy, when it
they didn't even want to be in the first place. You know, they're just here because they don't have any home.
Right.
At the moment. But, and also, the anthem that they got going on, must be the money. They're just here just for the money.
I am going to defend the A's. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Think about how mad people were when they had to go back into the office.
Okay.
Okay. Now imagine you have your office is now 2.5 hours from your house, and sometimes you have to live there. So everything you're like, okay, let's say these guys have kids.
Right.
Well, their kids are probably back in the Bay Area where they live and go to school.
Okay.
And the players are out here. They probably don't want to commute back and forth every time that they need to be at whatever the field is called now, Rivercat Stadium.
Is it still Raley Field? Is it not Raley Field?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
But I hear what you're saying. But why take it out on the city? Why take it out on Sacramento?
I have seen you take things out on a lot of things and people that had nothing to do with what was making you angry.
How dare you? And I'm furious at your daughter right now just because of the stupid things you say. Text messages that we're getting into 916-909-1065. They sucked in Oakland and they suck here. There you go. This one I love. The A's act like that spoiled child at a birthday party who complains about every present they open but are forced to say thank you and hug everyone at the end. I don't even see them saying thank you and hugging us.
But except remember, for now, the players were forced to come here.
Sutter Health Park. That's what it's called.
Yeah,
thank
I didn't
you.
Think it was Raley Field.
Thank
anymore.
You. I hear what you're saying. I do. But it's like, you guys are squatters, essentially. Like, we invited you over for dinner, and all you did was bitch about how the food sucks the whole time.
I would like to remind you of a time that you came over to my house, and I cooked frozen hamburger patties instead of fresh.
Yeah.
So you are the Oakland A's.
And how did that make you feel? Right, terrible. What if I started wearing a jersey that said, Katie, now? That'd be terrible. Somebody texted it into 916-909-1065. I love this. I would buy this jersey. And instead of the Sacramento A's, it said the Sacramento A-holes.
Okay.
I would this be all is... about that. Wow. I would, in the font, oh my God. Somebody make that. Somebody make
the
that.
The stupidest thing they did was that they didn't watch the early 2000s Kings embraced the city. Because we bonded, I mean, like what we imprinted on them, like in Twilight,
yes,
to the point where we still can't get past it. And it's been over 20 years and we're still like, no, they're ours.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
We would have been like that. We would have cried when they left.
Right. That's the dumbest thing.
But all you did when we invited you over for dinner was criticize the frozen burger patty instead of fresh meat. You're terrible. You're terrible house guest.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
It is a true show of intellectual might. It is time to play.
Are you smarter than Katie?
She's flexing her muscles right now. God, I wish everybody could see it. And we are playing with caller 17, Christian. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right. $260 is on the line as a jackpot. But win or lose, we're going to give you a 4-pack of tickets to the Sacramento Scream Park, okay?
Oh, cool. Thank you.
All right. Katie's leaving the studio right now. I got 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Here we go. Question 1. The government shutdown is still on, shows no signs of ending. President Trump's negotiation tactic is to threaten to defund federal groups and mass layoffs. All of this is over Democrats trying to keep the ACA benefits affordable and Republicans saying falsely that Democrats want health care for illegal immigrants. What does ACA stand for?
Man.
3 seconds.
Portable
three.
Care at it.
Okay. Question two. Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl, dropped last night. And already is heavy streaming on all platforms. We're actually going to be playing her song, The Life of a Showgirl, featuring Sabrina Carpenter, right after Are You Smarter Than Katie? Critically, the album is mostly being praised as a return to more fun and less mopey. What number is this album for Taylor? Is it 8, 10, or 12?
It's 12, yeah.
Question three. Louis and Zayn from One Direction are hitting the road together, but not to sing. They're making a documentary together where they travel the country and discuss their lives, careers, and the death of Liam Payne. What are Louis and Zayn's last names?
I'm gonna pass on that.
Okay, question four. Elon Musk is calling for a full boycott of Netflix because he says they're continuing to peddle transgender propaganda to our kids. This is because an animated show called Dead End has a single transgender character, even though the show was canceled 2 years ago. Netflix was accused of being anti-trans a few years ago because of what stand-up comedian?
I'm going to skip on that one, too.
All right. Yeah. Question five. The Kill Bill films are some of Quentin Tarantino's best, in my opinion, and he always intended to make them as one long film, and now you'll be able to see his vision. Kill Bill, The Whole Bloody Affair, will hit theaters in December, and it will be 4 hours and 15 minutes long. How many minutes is that?
Can you repeat the number again? Sorry.
4 hours and 15 minutes. Three seconds.
Nah.
Three, two, one. Any guess?
No.
All right. Okay. All righty. We're going to bring Katie back in here. And Christian, what are we doing this morning? Where are you off to?
I'm working out with you right now.
What? Say what?
I'm working right now.
What do you do?
I do vending.
You do vending? Like vending machines?
Yeah. We do that too, but I do a different thing, which is micro market, where you just grab stuff and you just pay in a kiosk.
Do people steal stuff all the time?
Yes. Especially Amazon.
Especially Amazon. Interesting.
Wow. Interesting. So, like, is this a good business model?
But they make a lot of money for sure.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I mean, it's not a lot.
Christian, I'm putting you on hold. Katie, you ready?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. You know, the government shutdown still going on, and President Trump has an interesting negotiation tactic during the shutdown. It is to threaten to defund federal groups and mass layoffs. All of this, by the way, just to remind everybody, is over Democrats trying to keep the ACA benefits affordable. Republicans have been saying falsely that Democrats want health care for illegal immigrants. That is not true. What does ACA stand for?
Affordable Care Act.
Affordable Care Act. Question two. Taylor Swift's new album, Life of a Showgirl, is out, came out last night. Critically, seems to be doing well. People like it. They say it's less mopey than her last album.
Well, sure. She's in love.
She's in love. What number is this album for Taylor? Is it 8, 10, or 12?
12.
Oh, wow. I'm shocked you knew that one right away.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a pretty big story.
That it's her 12th?
Yeah.
Man, what is she going to do for her 13th?
Oh, God, everything will lose.
Question three, Louis and Zayn from One Direction. They're doing a documentary together where they're going to travel the country, talk about their lives, their careers, and pay tribute to Liam Payne. Mm. What are Louis and Zayn's last names?
Zayn Malik,
mm-hmm,
and Louis Tomlinson.
Yes!
Wow! I'm very impressed with myself right
now. Wow, that's great. Question four, Elon Musk is calling for a full boycott of Netflix because he says that they are peddling a transgender propaganda to our kids.
Okay.
This is over an animated kids show called Dead End that has a transgender character. The show was canceled 2 years ago.
Oh, Elon.
Netflix was...
Focus on your rocket ships.
Netflix was accused of being anti-trans a few years ago because of what stand-up comedian?
Oh, Dave Chappelle.
That is correct. Man, we can't pick a lane with Netflix.
I think it's more of an Elon Musk thing. Mm.
And finally, the Kill Bill films are some of Quentin Tarantino's best. Have you ever seen the Kill Bill movies?
I think I saw one of them.
Just one? Oh, they're so good. They're so good. But he always wanted them to be one big, long movie, and the studio wouldn't let him do it. Until now. This December, Kill Bill, The Whole Bloody Affair is going to be in theaters, and it's going to be 4 hours and 15 minutes long. I will be there with bells on.
Okay.
How many minutes is 4 hours and 15 minutes?
Okay. 2,415.
Man, you you did the math right, but too many zeros.
Oh, really?
Yes, the answer is 255 minutes. So 2,000's a lot.
Oh. That's,
yeah, but anyway, though, Christian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Final score, you got two, but Katie got four. Katie wins again.
Whoa, steal that.
Oh, man. Yeah, good luck that one.
Nice try.
We're going to add $20 to the jackpot when we play next time. But win or lose, you get these screen pass, screen park tickets, okay?
Cool, thank you.
You got it. Stay on hold. We got to get your information. But what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I'm not smarter than Katie.
Not today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Dirty little secret time on The Wake Up Call. We're talking to Maggie. That's not her real name. This isn't her real voice. Good morning, Maggie.
Hi, good morning.
Your dirty little secret is one that we have not encountered before. You're keeping a dirty little secret from, I think I have this right, every single person you know. Nobody knows about this. What is it?
Well, I'm a cat hoarder. I have a lot of cats.
A cat hoarder?
Yes.
Like, are you using the term hoarder, like
funny?
In a funny way? Or are you being very serious?
I mean, both. My siblings think I have 3 cats. Last time I checked, I have 19.
19 cats?
Hold on. The last time you checked?
Yeah, some of them are outside cats, so they kind of come and go. Yeah, I haven't had anybody at my house in years. I kind of just stay with my cats.
Is your house like a hoarder's house? Like, because usually, like, if somebody's a pet hoarder, they're also a hoarder. So, like, are you like a hoarder?
I consider it to be tidy. But maybe it's not, you know, the tidiest to some people.
a little bit of a trap because that's something a hoarder would say. I my best friend's mom was a hoarder. I mean, she never thought she had a problem, almost ever. Now, but the fact, though, that you contacted us and you're on here for the dirty little secret does mean that you are at the very least aware that the cat part of it is an issue, right?
Yes. Yeah, I have a lot of cats.
You have too many cats. And the fact that nobody has been over to your house, I mean, is there anybody who knows how many cats you have?
No, nobody knows how many I have.
Do you have people that tell you that that your house smells?
I mean, no one's been there, but I don't think my house smells.
I think it's possible, probably because you've lived in it for so long.
So you don't have people come to your house?
No, but I do. I mean, I clean up after the cats.
That must be a full-time job, you know, though. Like scooping litter boxes for 19 cats?
I work from home.
Okay, so you've got the time.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the cats are, like, being well taken care of?
Yes, I do. I do think they are. They're very happy cats.
Why don't you get rid of some of the cats? Why don't you reduce it down to like 3 cats or 4 cats? Something manageable. You know what I mean? Because you recognize that, wouldn't you like to have people come over to your house?
I mean, I had a cat have kittens and I couldn't, you know, get rid of them. And that's kind of, you know, why I'm in this position. And now I have all of these cats.
Well, are you not getting the cats fixed?
Some of them are.
Oh, Maggie. I mean, if you're just joining us, it's The Dirty Little Secret. And for the first time ever, we're talking to, at the very least, a cat hoarder. Maybe, no offense, Maggie, a hoarder. And I think at the very least, you owe it to the cats to get fixed.
Yeah, for sure.
And I know that there are nonprofits out there that would help you, that would do it for free, probably.
I don't know if they would take them.
I mean,
like they might not give them back to her. I don't know. Do you worry about that? Like, do you worry that somebody's gonna, like, animal control is gonna show up and take your cats?
I mean, yeah, I don't want people to take my cats. They're well cared for and they are happy cats, like I said.
I can't tell if you think that this is a problem or not.
I mean, it's a secret. I don't know. I don't know if it's an issue. I take care of them very well.
But you don't want to tell people.
A lot of them. No, I don't. I know people will judge me for having this many cats.
And do you want to have a husband one day?
Maybe.
Why? When I've got the cats.
Right.
All right. I mean, Maggie, I wish you luck. And if it makes you happy, it makes you happy. I think that you probably are a hoarder, and at the very least, you hoard cats. And that's a tough condition to kind of decondition. Trust me, I know. But I wish you all the luck with that, and I hope that you do get rid of some of these cats so that you can have people over to your house and get a husband and stuff like that. If that's what you want, you know.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I definitely need to consider downsizing with the cats. I mean, it's a lot of work as well. So,
okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's a Dirty Little Secret on the Wake Up Call.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast.
Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Katie, right now it's time for this. What are the rules?
We're going to describe the title of the movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
That's right. Sing along now. It's time for the No Name Movie Game.
106.5. The end.
The next time we do Wake Up Call Live.
Yes.
And we play No Name Movie Game.
Uh-huh.
If the audience doesn't clap for too long, I'm going to be so pissed off.
I'm going to be pissed off, too.
And I'm going to make them all leave. I'll go, everybody, you know what? And I'm taking it.
That's right.
I'm keeping it.
Let's start off by talking to Matt. Good morning, Matt.
Hello, good morning.
All right, so Kevin's not here, so it's just me and Katie today. So we're going to do a quick round of No Name Movie Game. But nonetheless, tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater, still on the line where they've got one battle after another, shot here in Sacramento, starring Leonardo DiCaprio. Soon they're going to have Tron Ares. Okay, you and Katie have 45 seconds on the clock. Are you ready, Katie?
Yes.
Are you ready, Matt?
Yes.
Hit it.
This is like a mythical dinosaur that has wings and blows fire.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Very good.
Wow, one.
This is about a young man who scams people into thinking he's an airline pilot. Mm. If you're running and you want somebody, and somebody's chasing you, you'd say...
Stop.
No. Okay, pass. This is an animal that goes... Oh,
what?
And it eats bananas.
Monkey?
Yeah, okay. Opposite of tame.
Tame?
Yes, the opposite
wild?
Of
wild?
Yes.
Wild?
And then this is a, if I talk like the
Wild Robot was that last one.
The other
one
was Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can. All right, Matt, you got two points, okay? So that's not nothing. And the only thing I'm going to say in your defense is that Elizabeth, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You've never, ever played the No Name Movie Game before, right?
I've listened to it, but I haven't played it.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. We have to beat two for you to get these tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. 45 seconds starts right now. Okay, if you have something that's a little naughty that you've always wanted to do in the bedroom, it is your...
Ooh.
Kink?
No, like your second word of the title. It's a piece of land surrounded by ocean. It's a what?
A bay?
No, the land. What's the land called if it's surrounded by water?
An island.
Yes, and the first word is my sexual... like...
Just pass?
No, okay, just pass. Mariah Carey had a song called this.
I don't know.
Oh my God, we didn't get
anything. People are
going to
lose their minds.
Fantasy.
Oh, people are going to lose their minds.
Fantasy. Fantasy Island was the movie, Elizabeth. It's all right.
I have never heard of that movie.
It doesn't matter if you've never heard of the movie. You've heard of a fantasy.
I wish people could see Gavin's face while he was trying to get you to say fantasy, because he kept scrunching up his face and moving his shoulder.
There's a little shimmy action going on.
Then when you're in the bedroom.
It's funny. And she's like, kink. It's like, okay, no.
Okay, yes.
A more innocent word for that. All right, Elizabeth, thank you so much for playing. But the winner is Matt. Congratulations, Matt.
Thank you.
You got yourself a pair of tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater. Very impressive. Stay on hold. We got to get your information, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
You got it.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin and I discovered something about one of our coworkers.
One of our coworkers?
Yeah. And okay. I don't know what to do with this information. Do you know what I'm going to say?
No. Oh, the non-hand washer.
Somebody left the bathroom without
water. No!
Maybe he did. Are you sure? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Because
I didn't realize it until you pointed it out. And then I was like, oh my God, you're right.
Mouth it to me.
You know he's bad at
mouth. Okay, you mouth it to me. Oh, I would not have expected that.
Right. Me either.
Right.
Didn't wash his hands. Now, what do we do with this?
What do? We don't do anything.
Yeah, well, we don't do anything.
Well, but here's the thing, though.
Okay.
It's somebody that, like...
Okay, tread lightly.
We share workspaces.
There you go.
I mean...
His fingers go where our fingers go.
I feel like he sanitizes every so often. We do have hand sanitizers around the building.
Except for the bathroom.
Maybe he didn't even go.
After he came out of a stall, what was he doing in there then?
Checking the toilet paper.
I don't like that.
That's not his job.
Or maybe he was just trying to get a tissue.
Why are you defending him?
I want the best of people.
He had an opportunity to give us the best and he didn't do it. And here's the thing. The fact that he did it in front of both of us.
So hold on.
He said hi.
Walked right out.
Well, maybe because I came in, I said, hey, and he was startled, and then he just wanted to get out of
there. And Gavin, were you already in there?
Yeah. He was doing his thing, and then I went into a stall.
I was standing at it. Got it. Okay.
Oh, boy. Oh, God. I don't like talking about this.
Me either.
This is really not, I don't like
Me this. Either. But something's got to be done. Can we go to HR?
I don't think so.
We can't go to HR for that. It's his preference.
Okay, all right.
I don't think we can start unless, no, we got to tread lightly on we were watching somebody in the bathroom.
Well, I wasn't watching, I was listening.
We weren't watching. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's even worse, no?
Were you already, you walked past him.
I walked past him because I was rushing to the bathroom stall. And he used my bathroom stall.
Okay, it's not yours.
It is mine. Okay. People know I go straight there.
I don't know. If you've got suggestions on this, text in 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Okay, here's some Clorox wipes.
I really thought that you guys were going to say somebody else. I am surprised to hear that it is this person.
Us too. Oh my God, Gavin.
I'm not getting sick.
Too late, you've been touching it.
I know.
Yeah.
You've been. It's already on you.
Kevin.
Yes, bitch. I know.
I do not like this at all.
Somebody texted in, wait, what happened? We saw a coworker leave the bathroom without washing their hands after he left a stall.
It doesn't matter where he left.
It does.
I'm here to tell you, as a female, I don't like the idea of you boys touching your you-know-whats.
Yeah.
And then getting anywhere near me.
Okay. I mean,
there's one person that works here that's allowed to do that.
I wash my hands every time I leave the bathroom, regardless of what I do.
Good, you should.
But out of the two options for bathroom activities, one is preferred over the other one.
I don't think so. It's bad. It's bad on both counts.
Yeah, but if you had to pick, all right, okay, all right. So if you can help us out, 909-1065, especially if you're an HR director, can we go to HR about this? Because I kind
of
want to.
I'm not a part of this. I wasn't there for it.
You can't be there.
Exactly. Thank you, Kevin. He's my attorney.
You want a Clorox wipe?
I'm fine. If he's already touched it, I'm in for it.
I'm in for it. He's in for it.
Oh, we're in for it, all right.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Katie is training for a marathon.
Don't.
Wow, Kevin didn't clap at all.
And Kevin's barely here tonight.
And
No, I just believe that we don't need to clap because this is her thing. She's done it before. She's going to do it again.
No, good recovery.
Right. I've never done
after
a full marathon.
After she attacks me.
And I haven't done this in about 9.5 years.
However, the training for running this marathon has created a situation. What's going on?
So, right now, and I'm doing this with my boyfriend, D'Lo, and we have a training schedule. So it says on the calendar, okay, on this day you have to run this many miles, and this day you have to run this many miles. And so he kind of has created little, like, tracks for me. So I know that if I run this, it's going to be 2 miles. And oftentimes it's a loop. And so sometimes I will see somebody, like, walking the opposite direction as I'm running.
Yes.
And then I'll see him again. Because we're on the same
loop,
but mm-hmm. we're going opposite directions.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do the normal, like, hi, just, quite, you know, we got our headphones in, wave. Right?
So are they just putting their hand up to wave, or are they actually saying hi?
I mean, sometimes they're mouthing hi. But I mean, nobody's, like, stopping to talk.
Sure, of course.
There's two things. There are the people that do not acknowledge you at all, which to those people I say, how dare you?
Oh.
But I do wonder, okay, on the second time around, what do we think the protocol should be? Because we already kind of did the obligatory, hey, the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But now the second time, are we hanging each other again?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a good question. I mean, I don't even understand the point of waving or acknowledging the other person.
I don't either.
In the first place.
Now, we've talked about this on a hike.
Right.
If you're going up and somebody's coming down.
Correct.
You say hey to them. I feel like that is different because you are in a much more secluded area. And I believe the hi is like I am safe with you. You are safe with me. But in this scenario, you don't really have to do that. You're in a public street.
I mean, there's another option, and I love this was texted in to 916-909-1065, where you can text us and call us. We'll take your calls as well. When I pass by someone when running, I just stop breathing so hard so that they know I'm not dying. I'm a pretty cute girl.
Now, I have to tell you, get out of my head, because I have thought many times, because I can't necessarily hear myself, but I can feel myself.
Yes.
And I think to myself, I wonder what they are hearing, because it can't be good.
That's why I have to, whenever I run, and it's rare that I run outside because it's not good for my back, but I have to run with headphones in that are so loud that I can't even hear the voice inside my head. Because if I do it and I hear myself going like, I want to stop just out of sheer embarrassment.
Yeah.
Another text message. You encourage each other to finish because you both know that you're almost done, you know, with your run. You hype each other up. What do you think about that one?
Okay, I do love that. And generally, if you're doing like a big race.
Yes.
And it's the kind where you kind of turn around and then head back where you started.
Yes.
It is very common to be like, you got this, you got this, if you've already made the loop.
Speaking of the loop again, somebody wrote down some rules.
Okay.
First time around.
Yeah.
Wave. Second time around, you get a smile, no wave.
Okay.
Third time around, I do nothing.
Oh, wow.
That's too much at this point. 916-909-1065. Let's talk to Laura. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
All right, so what's jogging protocol here in this situation?
So I found it's more regional, and maybe that's why you think it's odd that we even address each other, because it's very much a California thing. But I definitely say, hello, good morning. I address them some way. Second time around, I usually do the nod or like the single hand wave.
Okay.
Same thing with the breathing though, because I don't want someone breathing down me. I don't want to smell their breath. I tend to change my breathing when I'm close to someone too.
That's funny. Laura, thank you so much for your phone call.
I am barely getting by to the point where I don't think changing my breathing is going to be an option.
That's probably true. So here's what I've learned, okay? Looking at over text messages, there seems to be a lot of diminishing returns as you see people more and more.
Okay.
I say what you should do is go bigger, okay? First time around, say like, hi, good morning, like what Laura just said. Second time around, there he is.
Okay.
There, hey, girl. Third time around, you jump into their arms.
Okay.
Hoist them up Dirty Dancing style. Come up with some. Get bigger. Get bigger with it.
Yeah, what if it, hey, get on my back.
Right. Next time you see
them. Come here if they're on the other side of the.
Woo!
It's like you're going downhill.
Look at us. Look at us.
Or just scream, good for you.
Yeah, and then take a page from the hiking playbook and just be like, hi, I'm not going to kill you.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So, just like Colby Calais, Katie loves bubbly water. And this has been an addiction of Katie's for a very, very long time.
I don't like that we're using the word addiction.
I don't either. And for a long time, like, we kind of had this, like, underlying theory on the show that the amount of bubbly water that Katie consumes is not good for her. And trust us, Kevin and I, Dr. Kevin and Dr. Gavin tried to find proof. We tried to find evidence that it was, and we couldn't.
Right.
But what happened recently that made you and your partner start to think, well, maybe there is something wrong?
I have never thought that there was something wrong.
But you did start to notice something about your body.
Okay, so
I'll just say it. She started to develop a hump. No.
Over the years, my voice has gotten scratchier, raspier. And you and I have talked about it. You said, you know, people that just talk for a living, their voice does change.
Right. Go back and listen to a stand-up comedian at the beginning of their career and the end of their career, and it's like they sound like totally different people.
Right. And so I am a little perplexed by the fact that, like, my voice is getting raspier.
Mm-hmm.
And my boyfriend texted me yesterday and said, it could be the bubbly water. And I said, no.
There it is.
I said, what do you mean?
I said, ah.
And sure enough, we just, you and Kevin, you and Dr. Kevin were looking in the wrong place. You were saying, is it bad for, like, your esophagus?
Yeah.
Is it bad for your stomach?
Yeah.
The answer's no.
But
it is terrible for your voice.
Terrible?
Yeah.
Carbonation.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you think about it, it's not natural. It's not like we were made, human beings were made to consume carbon dioxide,
right,
like, in liquid form like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I guess that's true. So,
and his text, he just goes, honey, it's so excessive.
We have talked about, do you have bubbly water right now?
I already drank it.
Oh, all right. Do you have an auxiliary can? When she drinks it, it's like a cartoon sound effect of a gulp. And it fills this room with alarming sounds. And only a gulp that mighty could be the sound of somebody who can finish a can of bubbly water within a minute? What's the fastest you've ever chugged bubbly water, do you think?
I mean, I can put a can down in like 3 minutes.
Okay. So that carbonation's going somewhere, and now we know it's just attacking those vocal cords. Now, what are you going to do? Because besides, as we've established, that face.
Right.
Your voice is your moneymaker.
Right.
So what are we going to do?
I have to cut back, I guess.
Are you going to cut back?
I will. I don't want to.
Okay.
Like, I am legitimately really bummed out about this.
Yeah.
I drink on average 6 to 8 of these a day.
Wow. Wow.
And you know what I always thought? Hydration. I would.
Yeah.
D'Lo goes, how much do you think you're spending on this habit? And I said, how do you put a price on hydration?
That's a good point.
I guess I have to stop. God, even saying it out loud hurts.
So I did the math.
Yeah.
And that's 2016 cans of bubbly water a year. A year.
That doesn't seem like that much.
2000? Ask an unhoused person that collects them for money how much. He'd be like, Yahtzee! 2016 cans of bubbly water a year. Let's see if we can just get it down to 1,500 cans.
Okay.
1,500 cans.
So how many do I get to drink a day?
For 1,500 cans?
Yeah.
Let's see. 1,500.
Four or five?
Yeah, I'd say without doing the math, that's probably about 4 or 5. That's not still
oh, God.
Not. What happened?
People are saying that this happened to them too.
And their voice went bad because they drank too much. You're going to be like those people we see on anti-smoking ads with the tracheotomy. And you're just going to be like, hi, this is Katie. And at one point, I had a lovely jazz singery voice, and I was in the Cosmic Kids. You probably heard of me. And this is what 7 to 8 cans of bubbly water habit will do to you by the time you reach the age of 45. Stop while you can. Don't be me.
Don't be me.
And then it ends, it goes to black, but you still just hear. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it up.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.